Welcome to Zichudav Siman, member by Avram Goldar, and today Mezeches Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel. The first parak Megillah Nikres. The Zichru Mezeches Megillah program has been generously sponsored by the Queen's Zichru Chabura. So the three episodes are going to focus on, number one, beginning on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara addresses the references to Mordechai as an Ish Yemini, as well as a Ish Yehudi. Rabbi Baruch Hanna said in the name of Yeshua ben Levi that Mordechai's father was from Binyamin and his mother was from Yehuda, and the families from both Shvatim tried to take credit for him. Rava says that it was the opposite, and that the Jewish people blamed both Shvatim for the troubles that Mordechai caused. They blamed Yehuda because David Melech did not kill Shimi, from whom Mordechai descended, who provoked Haman by not bowing down to him. They blamed Binyamin since Shaul did not kill Agag, from whom Haman descended, who oppressed Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan said that Mordechai was from Sheva Binyamin, and he was called a Yehudi, Hashem Shekafer B'Avodah Zorah, because he rejected Avodah Zorah. Shekol Kofer B'Avodah Zorah Nikra Yehudi, because all who reject Avodah Zorah are called Yehudi, as is written regarding Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, that they were called Yehudim when they did not bow down to the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar had erected. Point number two, Rabbi Lazar said, what's the meaning of the pasuk Liyigram Mitzadik Einav? He, referring to a Kodesh Baruch, who does not withdraw his eyes from a tzadik. It means B'schart Tznias Shais B'Barachel Zachsev Yatzmen Shaul. As a reward for Rachel's tznias, she was zochet to have Shaul descend from her, who was known for being modest. The Gemara asks where we see the tznias of Rachel, and brings the famous episode of Yaakov's attempt to marry Rachel and not be tricked by Laban. When she warned him that Laban will deceive him, Yaakov responded, Achiv anab b'rema'us, I am his brother in deceit. When she asked if he's allowed to act that way, he answered that he was, as is written in the pasuk, Im navar titabar, im ikesh titapal. With a pure person, act purely, and with a crooked person, you act crookedly. Although they had prearranged to have simanim to indicate that it was Rachel, Rachel ended up giving those simanim to Leah so as not to embarrass her. Rashi says that this was an act of tznias, that she kept the simanim private all those years. The Gemara concludes that through Shaul's tznias, he was able to have Esther descend from him. And point number three, after the Gemara writes how Bigson and Seresh's plot against Achashverosh was foiled by Mordechai, it brings the pasuk that comes right after, which writes how Haman rose to power, Achor Dvarim Ha'Ela, after these things. The Gemara asks what the Megillah is conveying by connecting the story of Bigson and Seresh to Haman's promotion, and Rava said, Achor Shebar Kodesh Baruch Hu Refu Lamaka, only after Kodesh Baruch Hu created a remedy for the affliction did he send the affliction. For Reish Lakish said, Ena Kodesh Baruch Hu Makas Yisrael Im Ken Boru Ahem Refu Atchila. A Kodesh Baruch Hu does not strike Yisrael unless he has created the remedy first. As it says in the pasuk, Ki Rafil Yisrael V'Nigla Avon Ephraim, when I heal Yisrael, then the sin of Ephraim will be revealed, meaning only then will they be punished. But with the case in the nations of the world, it's not so. Maka Osam Achakach Bora Lohem Rafua. Hashem strikes them, and only after does he create a remedy. As the pasuk states, V'Nagaf Hashem Etz Mitzrayim, Nagof Rafua, and Hashem will strike Mitzrayim, striking and healing. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, beginning on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara addresses the references to Mordechai as an Ish Yemini as well as an Ish Yehudi. Rabbi Baruch Hanna said in the name of Yeshua ben Levi, Mordechai's father was from Binyamin and his mother was from Yehuda, and the families from both Shvatim tried to take credit for him. Rabbi says it was the opposite, and that the Jewish people blamed both Shvatim for the troubles that Mordechai caused. They blamed Yehuda because David HaMelech did not kill Shimi, from whom Mordechai descended, who provoked Haman by not bowing down to him, and they blamed Binyamin since Shaul did not kill Agag, from whom Haman descended, who oppressed Yisrael. Yochanan said that Mordechai was from Sheva Binyamin and he was called a Yehudi, Hashem Shekafer B'Avodah Zorah, because he rejected Avodah Zorah. Shekol Kofer B'Avodah Zorah, Nikra Yehudi, because all who reject Avodah Zorah are called Yehudi, as is written regarding Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, that they were called Yehudim when they did not bow down to the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar had erected. Pointing to Rabbi Lazar said, what's the meaning of the pasuk Liyigram Mitzadik Einav? He, referring to Kodesh Baruch Hu, does not withdraw his eyes from a tzadik. It means, B'schart Tznias Shahais B'Barachel Zaksav Yatz Menu Shaul. As a reward for Rachel's tznias, she was zochet to have Shaul descend from her, who was known for being modest. The Gemara asks where we see that tznias of Rachel and brings the famous episode of Yaakov's attempt to marry Rachel and not be tricked by Laban. When she warned that Laban will deceive him, Yaakov responded, Achiv anab b'rema'us, I'm his brother in deceit. When she asked if he's allowed to act the way, he answered that he was, as written in the pasuk, Im navar titabar, v'im ikesh titapal. With a pure person, act purely, and with a crooked person, you act crookedly. Although they had prearranged to have Siman to indicate that it was Rachel, Rachel ended up giving those Siman to Leah so as not to embarrass her. Rashi says that this was an act of tznias, that she had kept the Siman in private all those years. The Gemara concludes that through Shaul's tznias, he was zochet to have Esther descend from him. And point number three, after the Gemara relates how Bigson and Seresh's plot against Achashverosh was foiled by Mordechai, it brings a pasuk that comes right after, which relates how Haman rose to power, Achor HaDvarim Ha'Ela, after these things. The Gemara asks what the Megillah is conveying by connecting the story of Bigson and Seresh to Haman's promotion. Rava said, Achor Shebar Kodesh Baruch Hu Refu Lamaka, only after Kodesh Baruch Hu created a remedy for the affliction did he send the affliction for Rachel? Because he said, Inikosh Baruch Hu makis Yisrael, Elohim can borrow him refua tchila. Because Baruch Hu does not strike Yisrael unless he has created the remedy first. As it says in the Pasuk, K'rafi Yisrael v'nigla avon Ephraim. When I heal Yisrael, then the sin of Ephraim will be revealed, meaning only then will they be punished. But with the case of the nations of the world, it's not so. Maka osim akukal borohem refuah. Hashem first strikes him, and only after does he create a remedy. As the Pasuk states, V'nagaf Hashem es Mitzrayim nagof refuah. And Hashem will strike Mitzrayim, striking and healing. All right, so now we go to our sim for Daf Yud Gimel, and our standard simon is a bar mitzvah boy. A bar mitzvah boy, so here goes. When Mordechai, the bar mitzvah boy, forgot his pshetel, and the guests are to blame both sides of his family for his bad memory, he suddenly realized his modest bubby had put simanim of the speech in his pocket and continued confidently speaking about how Hashem sends the refuah before the maket. Once again, it's a motion. When Mordechai the bar mitzvah boy, that must be more daf Yud Gimel. When Mordechai the bar mitzvah boy forgot his pshetel and the guests are to blame both sides of his family for his bad memory, which reminds the Gemara brings three answers as to why Mordechai was referred to as an ish Yehudi and an ish Yemini. Mordechai's father was from Binyamin, his mother was from Yehuda, and the families from Bo Shvatim tried to take credit for him. Rava says it was the opposite, and that the Jewish people blame Bo Shvatim for the troubles that Mordechai caused. They blame Yehuda because David HaMelech didn't kill Shimei, from whom Mordechai descended, who provoked Haman, and they blame Binyamin since Shaul did not kill Agag, from whom Haman descended, who oppressed Yisrael. Rav Yochanan said that Mordechai was from Sheva Binyamin, and he was called Yehudi because he rejected Avodah Zor. Shekol Kopar B'Avodah Zor, Nikra Yehudi, because all who reject Avodah Zor are called Yehudi. So, when Mordechai the bar mitzvah boy forgot his pshetel, and the guests are to blame both sides of his family for his bad memory, he suddenly realized his modest bubby had put simanim of the speech in his pocket, which reminds us that because of Rachel's tnias, evidenced through the episode of her giving the simanim to Leah, she was zochet to have Shaul descend from her, and through Shaul's modesty, he was zochet to have Esther descend from him. So, when Mordechai the bar mitzvah boy forgot his pshetel, and the guests are to blame both sides of his family for his bad memory, he suddenly realized his modest bubby had put simanim of the speech in his pocket and continued confidently speaking about how Hashem sends a refuah before the makkah, which reminds us that Mordechai foiling the plot of Bigson and Seresh was the refuah before the makkah of Haman rising to power. So once again, when Mordechai the bar mitzvah boy forgot his pshetel and the guests are to blame both sides of his family for his bad memory, he suddenly realized his modest bubby had put simanim of the speech in his pocket and continued confidently speaking about how Hashem sends a refuah before the makkah. All right, now it's time for four blah back chazara. Daf test, and the simmer daf test is a teapot. So here goes. The 72 cups of tea, that must be more on daf test, teapot. The 72 cups of tea served to 72 rabbis in separate rooms, which reminds us it was only permitted to write a Sefer Torah in Greek because of the incident with Talmai HaMelech when he put the 72 zakenim in 72 separate rooms to translate the Torah into Greek. So the 72 cups of tea served to 72 rabbis in separate rooms were filled from a huge teapot in a tent with beautiful Greek writing on it, which reminds us that Rabbi Yochanan said that Rav Shimon Gamliel's reason for permitting the Torah to be written in Greek and not in any other language is based on the pasuk that states, Yafdel kimo yefes v'yishkon ba'ohol Hashem. May Hashem expand yefes and he will dwell in the tents of shame. This means, Rav shall yefes yu ba'ohol Hashem. The words of yefes, referring to his language, shall be in the tents of shame. So the 72 cups of tea served to 72 rabbis in separate rooms were filled from a huge teapot in a tent with beautiful Greek writing on it by a high priest with anointing oil on his head who knew if he made and followed one wrong psak, he'd have to offer up his prize bull. Which reminds the next Mishnah states there's no difference between the Kohen Gadol anointed with the Shemen and Mishcha and the Kohen Gadol invested through the wearing of additional begadim except the bull that comes for all the mitzvahs. Rashi explains that a Kohen Gadol that was anointed who then errs in psak in halacha where the punishment is karis when done amazed and then acts in accordance with his wrong psak, he must bring a bull as a chattas. And the Gemara infers from here, when it comes to the par Yom Kippur, in the Siris Eifa, both the anointed Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Gadol invested by the additional begadim are identical in that these offerings apply to both. Daf Yud, so the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden, that must be more on Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden gathered for the Megillah reading in an ancient temple in Alexandria, which reminds us, the Mishnah state that the Kedusha of Shiloh has a heter after it, which means that after its destruction, Bamos were permitted again, whereas the Kedusha of Yishalayim has no permit after it, meaning after its destruction, Bamos are still prohibited. The Gemara brings Rabbi Yitzchak, who said that he heard that one may bring offerings in the Temple of Chonyo nowadays, since the base of Mikdash is destroyed. Rabbi Yitzchak holds like those that base Chonyo was not a base of Avodah Zorah, and he also holds Kedusha Yishalayim Kishul Shaitavol Kishul Asim Lavo, that the initial sanctification of Yishalayim and the base of Mikdash was for as long as the temple stood, but not a Kedusha for all future time. But Rabbi Yitzchak eventually retracted his opinion based in part because of the Mishnah. So the minion of Yidden gathered for the Megillah reading in an ancient temple in Alexandria just got out the first two words of Vayihi Bimei, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a principle based on the opening pasuk in the Megillah, that wherever the phrase Vayihi Bimei, and it was in the days, is used, that a painful episode is being introduced. So the minion of Yidden gathered for the Megillah reading in an ancient temple in Alexandria just got out the first two words of Vayihi Bimei, when a painting of the ancient kingdom of Babylon fell to the floor with a dead queen in the picture, which reminds us, Rabbi Yonasan opened his shiur on the Megillah with the following pasuk: "V'kamti alem hikrati lebavo shem v'sher v'nin v'nechet num Hashem." For I will rise up against them and cut them off from Bavo, name, relative, offspring, and descendants, says Hashem. Name, Zeuxav, this refers to abolishing the Babylonian script. Relative refers to their language disappearing. Offspring refers to their kingdom. V'nechet and descendant refers to Vashti, who is a descendant of Nebuchadnezzar. Daf Yudolf, so the similar Daf Yudolf is stars like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The Jewish superheroes with the stars of David on their shields. Stars of David? That must be on Daf Yudolf. Stars. The Jewish superheroes with the stars of David on their shields, which reminds us, the Gemara continues bringing the psukim that various Amoraim used to begin their shiurim on the Megillah. Shmuel brought the following pasuk: "Umaastim v'lga'altim v'chalosam, I will have not been disgusted by them, nor will I have rejected them to destroy them." He darshaned out how in every galus, the Kodesh Baruch Hu would appoint various leaders to save us, and in the future, no one will be able to rule over us. So the Jewish superheroes with the stars of David on their shields, standing before their king who ruled the upper worlds as well, which reminds us, Shlomo HaMelech was not included in the list of three kings that ruled the entire world either because he was deposed by the demon Ashmedai and never regained his malchus, or he did regain his malchus, but his malchus was qualitatively different in that he also ruled the upper beings, meaning the demons. So the Jewish superheroes with the stars of David on their shields, standing before their king who ruled the upper worlds as well, laughed as they watched two silly emperors fumble and miscalculate 70 years, which reminds us, the Gemara goes through how Belshazzar miscalculated the 70 years by counting from the beginning of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, and how Achashverosh miscalculated when he counted from the beginning of Gaul's bubble, which began with the exile of Jehoiachin 8 years later. The count of the 7 years began with the destruction of the base of Migdash. Daf Yud Beis, so the Simmer Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 brothers, 12 brothers, that must be more on Daf Yud Beis. The 12 brothers' slapstick Purim spiel opened, with nine of them taking a bow to a golden image, which reminds us, the Rav Shimon Yochai told his Talmudim that the reason the Jews deserved to be wiped out was not because they attended the Suda of Achashverosh, because then only the Jews of Shushan should be punished. Rather, it was because they bowed down to an Avodah Zor in the days of Nebuchadnezzar. Since they only acted outwardly, so too a Kodesh Baruch Hu acted outwardly with them and only intended to provoke them to do teshuva. So the 12 brothers' slapstick Purim spiel opened, with nine of them taking a bow to a golden image, when suddenly one dresses Vashti with a huge tail appear, which reminds us of Vashti wanted to appear without clothes before Achashverosh and all the noblemen, but she refused to come either because she got Saraz or Gavriel came and made her grow a tail. So the 12 brothers' slapstick Purim spiel opened with nine of them taking a bow to a golden image, when suddenly one dressed as Vashti with a huge tail appeared, which Memuchan tripped over as he jumped to give advice to the king. Which reminds us, Memuchan is Haman, and he was called Memuchan because he was Muchan Uparanus, destined for punishment. He jumped to give advice that a letter should be sent saying that every man should be the ruler in his own home, which was ridiculed by everyone who read it, which led them not to take the second letter seriously. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.